Good evening. I'd like to ask you all to stand for our first carol together, First Noel. Seated. Yes, you can do that too. That's allowed here. I think we have.
Good evening, late afternoon, evening. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service, and we're so glad to see you here. So glad to see so many of you here. I know that some of you are family visiting with our congregation members, and we're just thrilled to have you with us tonight, and we hope that you find the peace and the joy of the season with us this evening. Tonight, we light our Advent candles, and we begin, as we have been during this season, first with the candle of hope. With the candle of faith, with the candle of joy, with the candle of peace, and in this night of all nights, we light the Christ candle for the first time this season. In that region, there were shepherds living in their fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Will you all please stand for our second carol? Stays up. There you go. I'd like to introduce our singers for the evening. My name is Kit Holmes. I'm the music minister here. And this is our Christmas Eve singing ensemble. They're not standing in the order that they are on the screen, but there are their names, and I'm so grateful that they're here. If you could just give them a warm welcome. They're members of our church. Mr. Jeff Stocky on bass and Miss Masumi Jones on drums this evening.
One star.
I don't know where to stand. I think I'll stand over here. But I won't sit on the piano. Okay, here we go. You saw that picture of that baby. Yes, that baby looking right into you. We have this wonderful woman in our congregation, I'm going to embarrass just a little bit, Sue Witt, who finds all of the slides that go with our messages every Sunday and for our special services. So, yeah, there she is right back there. And when she sent some thumbnails of different photos and stock photos to use for this service, I think Kit and I probably had the same reaction when we saw that one as the selection for Heaven's Gift. Because that baby, right? I got to look into a baby's eyes like that just last night. Bill and my niece, Robin, has a baby that's about 4 months old. So he's at that age where he can really engage you with his eyes, and he has these big, gummy smiles that he gives you now at this stage of his development, in which you just fall into love when you look in his eyes, when you look in that sweet face and that sweet smile. And what I'm here to do tonight is to remind us all of that child that still lives within us. Tonight is the night of great anticipation. Tonight is when we begin to mark the end of Advent. And Advent is a waiting for something to occur. And so the great Christmas celebration really begins tomorrow morning with the dawn of a new day, a new life. Remember that there had to be darkness in that night in order for the star to be seen. There had to be darkness that night because it always follows the light and it always precedes the light. So there was darkness that night. Mary labored that night. Mary brought that child forth. And if we take the symbolism of that down to us, it's important for us to remember that underneath our years of experience, underneath all of the circumstances of our lives, underneath the layers and layers of things that we've done, things we wish we hadn't done, is still that innocence, that newness, that Christ spirit that's being born over and over and over again. That's why we celebrate. That's why in this night before, let yourself wait as we prayed together tonight before the service began. Wait in breathless anticipation for the miracle to happen. That doesn't mean stop breathing, but breathe in everything that comes to you in the hours ahead. When you lay your head on your pillow tonight when you go to sleep, do what Bing Crosby says and count your blessings as you go to sleep. Let that be what takes you into the night. And if you think that you're too old, no matter your years, if you're too jaded, if you're too pessimistic to think that that innocence still lives within you, then I invite you to think again. It's a scary thing for us because we're used to living behind the defenses of our lives. We're used to living with some barriers up between us and others. especially the barriers we put up between ourselves and ourselves. Those are the toughest ones. But there is a softening that occurs that does not weaken us in any way, it makes us stronger. There is that in us which longs to find peace and joy and harmony and newness in every day. Why else would this celebration continue for century after century after century? Oh, you all know the stories that this coincides with holidays that were already in place for the people who were the earth worshipers. And Christianity was more palatable if those two holidays coincided. Does it matter? I think not. I think it doesn't matter if the person who came to this earth to show us what it was like to live a divine life was born in December or March or the middle of July. But we have just celebrated the solstice, the longest darkness in the year. And already, moment by moment, the days are becoming more light. That's no accident. And we are people of this earth. We're people of this planet. We're people of this universe. Thank goodness. So no matter how or where you worship, no matter how or what you believe, what we're honoring today is light in the darkness. What we're honoring today is the hope of rebirth. What we're honoring today is the fact that every day we are bringing more of who God is into the world. That's how we honor our Creator. That's how we honor this night. Like Mary said, let it be done unto me. Glory to God in the highest. And you know those shepherds, they risked losing their job. And yet they had good news to tell. So what's your good news? Tomorrow when you awaken on what looks to be a bright Christmas day, tomorrow when you awaken, what will your good news be? What will be new in you? What will you find that is sparkling and shiny in the world? Tonight when we have a little moment of prayer, we're going to invite into this room, and I'm telling you this in advance so you can be thinking about it. We're going to invite into this room and into our hearts all those we love, whether they are still alive on this planet, whether they're right beside us, whether they're distant from us, we're going to invite all of them in with us. Because we know that also in this season, we find, as we spoke about on Sunday, that there is sorrow as well. But sorrow and joy share the same place in our hearts. It breaks our hearts open so that we are more able to love and more able to receive love. So celebrate and be not afraid of the good news that is being born in you every single day. Be not afraid to not know the answers. Everybody stopped breathing just now. You know, we haven't figured out the Christmas mystery all these years. We're not going to solve anything tonight. We're really not. But we're going to take every possible meaning, everything that can be precious to us, and we're going to lift it up and beautify it. Would you be willing to do that on this night of nights? So let's take a moment bring into this room all those for whom you pray. If there's one that you have lost this year, bring your tears and bring them here, for surely they are not gone, only from our sight. That's all. And if there's someone about whom you're worried, bring them here too, because they can be wrapped in the light of God. They shall be wrapped in the light of God. And if you're casting about in your mind right now, trying to figure out what the miracle of Christmas is for you, let it be. Just let it be, because God always reveals to us that which we need to know. All we have to do is say, yes, I'm willing. Yes, I'll follow the light and find my answers. And so for all of our beloveds, near and far, for everyone gathered in these rooms, for all the babies, for all of our children who remind us what it's like to know pure joy, we're so grateful. We wrap them all up in love, the greatest gift of all, already living in us, ready to be expressed. Keep breathing. And on this holy night, be at rest. And experience your peace on earth and goodwill to all people. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Over me all night.
Sun comes up in the morning and settles in the west.
The angels keep watching over me.
I wake up in joy and peace, I take my rest.
Yes, the angels keep watching over me.
Did you know you were going to go to church tonight? Man. We do like to have a little bit of everything here, but dang, you guys brought it. Yes, that was just righteous. Man. And that brings me to another point. You know, I've always got another point. If you didn't believe in the angels before, you might want to re-examine that. You might just want to believe that even though you can't see a thing, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So, yeah, angels be watching over you tonight. Now is the time in our service where we have a chance to give back to that which spiritually nourishes us. Giving is a big part of our community. Not only are we supported by your gifts and offerings, but we also turn around and give those gifts back to the community and back to places that have touched our hearts in order that we might bless others. So I would ask you to take your gift in your hand as the ushers come forward now. And those of you that are new with us here tonight, our offering blessing that we always say together is here on the screen, so I invite you to say that with us now. Together, divine love, that's me, blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive.
we open our hearts and cast our love across the seas. We will share our light with the rising sun, and we'll know who we've come here to be. Recognize the possibilities. We will share our minds, and when day is done, we will know who we've come here to be. A light for justice, a light for never know.
Does everybody have a candle? At the conclusion of our service here tonight, we're going to share the light with each other. And we'll be helping you get those candles lit on each end of the aisle and then pass that light to your neighbor on either side of you. We'll be singing Silent Night. And after all of the candles are lit, and we bring the house lights down so that you can see what a great light we all make, joined together as one, then we'll ask you to file quietly out of the sanctuary. We have a tray in the back with sand, and you can just put your candle in the tray. Please watch out, it's a matter of housekeeping, for hair, your scarves, and dripping wax. So, and children. So so we'll just be very careful and share the light with each other. So, okay, you get to be first. Leah? Okay, I'm going to pick you up. Okay, light it off that white candle right there. Have you got it? Very good. Okay, just hold it there for a second. See these two people coming right here? You're going to light their candles. Thank you.
Thank you.